It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, who's kind of got his voice back now. I had to do the program myself there last week, but
sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Lost my voice.
It's all right. You missed out on your trip to Washington, D.C. Things happen, I guess. So.
Yep, things happen.
Good you're on demand.
Well, should have taken better care of myself when I found out I was sick. So.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
Pushed through it and got myself sicker.
Well. At least you're going the right direction.
I'm on the mend now.
All right.
So.
Let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Yeoman 3rd Class Rafael Monroe Valla. Rafael was born on August 26, 1926, here in Madison. Passed away on June 10, 1998. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on September 6, 1944, here in Madison. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on July 19, 1946, in Shoemaker.
My birthday is July 19th, but... 46 is 6 years before I showed up, so, yeah.
Quiet years.
It was, yep.
He was a personnel service records clerk with the U.S. Navy Personnel Depot at San Bruno, California during World War II. Here in the World War II Victory Medal and the American Theater Service Medal. So we thank you, Rafael, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to him and all the vets out
Absolutely.
There. Well, we're going to talk about scam alerts today, veterans' disability benefits targeted through fraud schemes. Of course, plenty of those out there, so beware. Huh?
Yeah, the Disabled American Veterans, or the DAV, put out a news release on February 8th and wanting veterans to be aware of claim sharks, unaccredited representatives that charge a fee when helping a veteran file an initial claim with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Increasingly, claim sharks are targeting veterans by seeking payment to assist with filing public disability benefit questionnaires with the Department of Veterans Affairs. It's an illegal and predatory scam. Veterans should never pay to file an initial benefits claim. DAV and other VA-accredited representatives, including yours truly, are the only ones that the VA permits to file an initial claim on a veteran's behalf. The Disabled American Veterans and most other VA-accredited representatives do not, nor will ever, charge a fee for this service. With the VA reporting $135 billion, with a B as in Bravo, in total annual compensation and the PACT Act becoming law in 2022, veterans' benefits are a lucrative target for scammers. See, what a lot of these for-profit companies do is they'll file paperwork for an initial claim. They'll use publicly available documents and have the a medical professional sign off on it, and then charge a fee for for so long or a certain percentage of any retroactive pay that the benefit is issued through the VA.
And they use a letterhead that looks very official all the time, that kind of stuff too.
Yep. Yep. Government's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Claim sharks who present themselves as consultants or coaches use aggressive tactics and false promises to pressure veterans into paying fees for assistance. These fees are often a percentage of future benefit payments. So if they say, you know, we're going to charge, you're only going to pay 20% of what your retroactive benefit is for, or 20% of what your monthly benefit payment is for the next 2 years. You know, if a veteran percent disability, 20% of that is about $700 a month. You know, that's a lot.
Good for those people, but not so good for the veterans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. According to DAV's National Service Director, Jim Marsalek, DAV will never charge a veteran for claims assistance. We have over 3,700 benefit advocates, I'm one of them, who expertly assist hundreds of thousands of veterans annually, Helping veterans should never be about making a profit. It's simply about ensuring they receive the care and benefits they've earned. Heed these deceptive tactics and warning signs. Reports expected. Wrongdoing to the VA Office of Inspector General hotline at 1-800-488-8244. Any person or organization that charges a fee or percentage of benefits to help with an initial claim guarantees for a large increase in a veteran service-connected disability rating. Only the VA makes those rating determinations, not these claim sharks.
All right.
So beware. They could say, I'm going to promise you're going to get 100% disability, and the veteran gets 30% disability.
It's kind of like this Camp Lejeune email. That are people trying to, have you, did you drink any water down there, call us and we'll get you a lot of money and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, and those are law offices for the most part. And oftentimes what could happen is, any settlement money will be offset by VA disability compensation. So, in the long run, it may be better to get to file for disability compensation instead of a class action lawsuit. But each individual is different, and hopefully people do their research before they sign anything. Another deceptive tactic is payment in exchange for a healthcare provider's promise of a diagnosis or exaggeration of a medical opinion. Scammers use this deceptive practice to lure veterans. And another one is demands that veterans sign contracts with membership fees, providing banking information and share account passwords. Claim sharks typically have veterans file their own claim and then come to collect after the VA makes a rating determination. So you can go to, you can search for accredited representatives through the VA. Their Office of General Counsel has a search tool. It's at benefits.va.gov/VSO. All county veteran service officers in Minnesota are accredited with several different organizations. You can go to that website. You can type in my last name. I come up and shows I'm accredited with several different veterans organizations, including the Disabled American Veterans, the State of Minnesota, American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers. So, rest easy knowing that every single veteran service office in Minnesota has accredited representatives willing to help at no fee.
Right.
So, we're paid by tax dollars. So,
when in doubt, call your veteran service officer.
Yes. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And the number is?
You had it hidden, but I found it.
Sorry. It's on your arm.
You had it under a Yanni CD. We're going to have to talk about that one. But that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-583, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
Yep. This week, tear a lot of meetings, so it would be best to call ahead just to make sure I'm available. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you continue to take care of yourself, and I'm sure next week you'll be back in full voice.
Well, I got a Re-Cola cough drop in, and I'm sipping on water while we're talking. So
there you go. You're on the going ahead in the right direction.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. We'll see you again on Vets Info on the Air next Monday.
Sounds good.
Josh Benegal, ACPARL Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.